Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NDR Auto Components Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines should be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar, CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Barar.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Pranav Rilan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vikram Krishan Rathi, CFO and Vice President, Mr. Rakesh Rustagi, GM Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Rilan to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. Let me begin by briefly touching upon our financial performance for the quarter under review. For Q3 FY26, our total income stood at rupees 208.99 crores, registering a growth of 19% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was 23.37 crores, with EBITDA margins at 11.18%, and PAT stood at rupees 15.19 crores. For the 9 months ended December 2025, total income stood at 595.56 crores, a growth of 14%. EBITDA was at rupees 66.41 crores, with margins of 11.15%, and PAT for 9 months FY26 stood at rupees 43.64 crores. Our PAT for the period under review are impacted by 0.65 crores due to the new labor codes. We continue to make strong progress with all our OEMs, with both higher volumes as well as increasing the number of models we work with. Our order book as of December 31st, 2025, stood at rupees 450 crores, providing strong medium-term revenue visibility and underlining the confidence OEM continues to place in our capabilities. Our CapEx plan towards the establishment of back-end infrastructure for our new product offerings, namely seat inserts, seat trims and frames, ambient lighting, sunshades, seat latches, and seat belt reminder, remains on track. Our emphasis continues to be on expanding the content per vehicle we offer and continue to bring to the market disruptive and value-added offerings. The reduction in GST on cars has played a significant role in improving affordability. It has translated to an increase in volumes for OEMs, which in turn is a positive for the auto component sector too. On our part, we are well prepared to leverage the significant opportunities we foresee. We have adequate land available for expansion, 26 acres at Aurangabad and 9 acres at Kharkhoda, which would help reduce our costs towards setting up or expanding capacities. We remain confident in continuing to deliver strong profitable growth and creating value for our stakeholders. We would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Jatin Chawla with RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on your order book. You said it's 450 crores. I think on the call last time also, you'd given a similar number. So are there no order wins this quarter, or have you won some orders and some orders have gone into production which have been kind of taken out?
So we are currently quoting for a lot of business. There have been no new orders in the last quarter. We should update this by some next quarter.
Got it. Got it. Also, when I look at Maruti's production, their numbers from September to December quarter are up by 13% quarter-on-quarter. Even for Bharat Seats on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the revenue increase is 7%. Why is India revenue growth kind of lagging on a quarter-on-quarter basis this quarter? Any specific reason?
So we don't want to talk about specific models, but that's a new model that Maruti's launched, which has resulted in a second model not growing as much.
Got it. Got it. And on your PPT, you said there is a kind of progression in Kia's offtake. So this is with respect to Cadence or the series? How are you seeing things?
It's in the newer model that there should be some progress in the offtake.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Thanks a lot. I'll go back to the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vijay with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Couple of questions, sir. So this Maruti Suzuki new model, are you referring to the Victorious models for which we are not present?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. That will be helpful. So in terms of the new upcoming project expansions, can you please highlight what is our expectation from that? What is the potential revenue opportunity from each of those five project expansions?
So the order book is about 450 crores, and then there is some more business that we're acquiring at the moment. Once we acquire new business, then we'll keep you updated.
I meant, sir, the slide which you have written on in the presentation. So there are five new projects under implementation. Couple of them are going live. So one of them is going live in April 2026, and rest of them are coming live next year. Just wanted to understand the revenue, potential revenue opportunity from there.
So it's about 450 crores that should come from there.
Okay. And this 450 crores will start converting into sales from next year onwards, right?
So it there'll be some gradual ramp ups. The 450 crores will come gradually over the next 2 to 2.5, 3 years.
Okay. So, sir, will it, just want to understand, will the SOP or production start from the first half of FY27, or it's mainly in the second half?
Mostly towards the end of the year.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, in terms of the visibility for 2030, so what type of visibility we have to achieve the 3,000 crore? Because our order book is still only 450 crores. Just want to understand how we expect to move from what 700 odd crores in last year. Currently we have done, for the 9 months we have done around 600 crores. Again, for this year it will go to around 800 crores, keeping the run rate, plus 450 crores. That comes at around 1300 crores. So what is the visibility for the 300 crores guidance?
So currently we're acquiring a lot of new businesses. In addition to that, we're focusing on customer and product expansion. As and when it happens, we'll keep on giving you updates.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Revant Mehta with Sadeva Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Bhupen Mortimer. I just wanted to know, in terms of, you know, what are our plans to sort of diversify our OEMs? Do we want to make a Kia and the Toyota plant coming up? Do we see maybe by 2030 or later a point in time when Maruti isn't as big a part of the business as it is today?
So we're continuously working on expanding customers. We've got Maruti, we've got Toyota, we've got Kia, and we're working on adding a few more.
Great, thanks. That's very reassuring. And just one more question, which is, you know, slightly vague, but how closely are our margins or our business tied to the OEM production volumes? As in when there are sort of down cycles in terms of production with OEMs, would that sort of really affect our OPMs and our margins very massively? Or what is the kind of pricing power essentially that we have as a tier 2, tier 1 supplier?
So there shouldn't be a significant impact on our margins. It should not be more than half or 1% compared to the volume going up or down.
Okay, great. Makes sense. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sahil Sharma with Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. So, if you could give us the current capacity and the current capacity utilization.
So, current capacity utilization is about 80 to 85% across all our plants.
Okay. So, I think this was the case last quarter as well. So, would capacity constraint be a factor limiting growth right now?
So, as soon as we get new business, we are open to expanding capacities.
So right now, there's no constraint as such?
No constraint.
Sure. And just a question on the, you know, this, the products that we supply to Maruti. So does all of it go through Bharat Seats Limited or do we sell some products directly to Maruti as well?
So most of it, the seat cover and the seat frame goes through Bharat Seats. Apart from that, the shade and some of the BIW parts go directly.
So what would be the proportion of this shades and BIW in overall?
I don't have that offhand, but I will share that with you.
Okay. And what would be the revenues from two-wheelers in 3Q FY26 and 9-month FY26?
So two-wheelers should be about 25-30 crores in the 9 months.
Okay. And are we adding new models or customers in two-wheelers right now?
That is something we're working towards. I think our focus would be passenger vehicles at first.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Manish Gupta with Equinox Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. In May 2025, Concall, there was discussion about the prospects of Bharat Seats, wherein you had shared a top-line vision of 3,000 crores in about 3 to 5 years. Now, after Bharat Seats' strong performance in recent quarters, has the aspiration been revised upwards?
The estimation should be about 3 to 3,500 crores in the next 4 to 5 years.
All right. And, sir, what would be the reasons for Bharat Seats growth in this terms of, is it passenger vehicle growth or is it coming from a railway segment? Could you share something regarding that?
It's all coming from passenger vehicle segment from Maruti Suzuki.
All right. And finally, sir, would it be possible for you to have a concourse for Bharat Seats as well?
Sure, we'll look into that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Anubhav with Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, Pranav. So, Pranav, I have a basic question that when you are like focusing on adding new OEMs like maybe a Mahindra and passenger vehicles, so compared to somebody like a Lear Corporation, what is our like USP vis-a-vis them that like we can pitch effectively to M&M? Is it that we are lower cost than them, or do we have some technology advantage? If you can like throw some light on that, that will be useful.
So our scale in the country should be similar, so our cost competitive should be more. So we'll probably go after a cheaper, cheaper product.
Okay, so cost competitiveness is like the main advantage.
Yes.
Get that. And my second question is that this JV with Hayashi that you have, and you are focusing on ambient lighting. So, can you share some color on like what aspect will this JV be focusing on? Will it be actually like manufacturing LED lights, or will it be focusing on like how the light is mounted in the interior of the car? Like, if you can like give some color on that here.
So, it will not focus on LED lights. It will focus on the assembly of the ambient lighting and the mounting of the car.
Okay. And will that also involve some electronic capability, or is it more around like just the like interiors and mounting?
It will have some electronic capability.
Okay. Okay. And my last question is this: like you are supplying sheet metal and VIW parts to Jimny. So, are you looking at like bidding for some more models for sheet metal and BIW parts from outside and other OEs?
So, we are currently bidding for sheet metal and BIW parts for Maruti and Toyota. So, if when there's an update, we'll share with you.
Great. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
we can hear. Yeah, yeah. Namaskar, sir. Thank you firstly for the opportunity, and thank you for a very crisp and informative presentation. And we hope that you follow the we can keep up with this format. Sir, firstly, if you could just explain to us the reasons of why the profitability has remained flat Q1Q, and in fact why have we seen the margins under compression quarter on Q, that is the September quarter versus the December quarter, and how should the margin profile be likelihood in the coming quarter?
So Q1Q is not the best indicator for our margins. Y-on-Y is the best indicator, as Q3 tends to be a quarter which has many shutdowns. So our expenses tend to be higher there.
Okay. So so can you give a one-off effect on the maintenance shutdown or the things that we have taken, and how should things look up in a normal quarter?
So normal quarter would be slightly higher than without the shutdowns. That's why we always look at Y-on-Y.
Okay, so when we will be coming up with our fourth quarter, that comparable would be with the last year fourth quarter, that would suffice. And
yes,
we are in a position, yeah, and with respect to the order book position, we are in a position to glide to the path of profitable growth which we have been exhibiting for the 9 months. So this should be the sum and substance going ahead also.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So in the presentation, we have also alluded to this fact of in the month for, we are expected by April 26 to commensurate our capex of 80.49 crore in the ambient light and the sunset part, that is a NDR Hayashi Automotive. I think so you were speaking about it. So where are we, sir, in terms of achieving the timelines, and
what could be the incremental revenue going forward with the ramp up ahead?
So that's the CapEx that we've approved for the JV. We are currently acquiring a lot of businesses for the JV. We'll share the timeline slightly later, towards the end of the year.
Okay, but sir, at an optimum level, what should be the asset turnover with the type of investment we are making, sir, at 80 crores at the peak capacity and the product profile that we have worked out, what should be the peak revenue?
So the asset turnover should be about 3-4.
The margin profile would be in the same vicinity, the one which we are exhibiting in our current portfolio, or it will be slightly higher?
Yes, it should be similar to our current portfolio.
Okay. Correct, sir. Yes, sir. These answers the question, and we hope for the continuity of these factors going ahead also. Looking forward for further discussion. And also, sir, if plant visits can be arranged for interested shareholders or analyst community, that would give us more insight into the business.
Sure, definitely.
That's a concern.
Definitely.
That can be. Okay. Thank you, sir, once again, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia with Alchemy. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi. Congratulations on a very, very good set of results. Just wanted to ask you regarding your ROCEs and ROEs, do we see that sustainable going out from here?
Yes, that's sustainable.
Okay, and just to understand more regarding that, even with our CapEx and our next projects, we see similar capital discipline and allocation as we've done consistently in the past?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, fantastic. And lastly, our rent growth has been a little higher than peers. Are we gaining market share, or how should one look at this?
So we've gained market share in the past. We've acquired a lot of new business, and we should continue gaining market share.
Okay. Fantastic. Very good work to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vijay with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for allowing the follow-up question. Sir, I wanted to understand the business dynamics between NDR Auto, Bharat Seats, and Maruti Suzuki. If you can please help me with that. I'm looking at the company newly. I started looking at the company. It has been around 2-3 weeks.
Sorry, can you...
Just want... Hello?
Can you repeat that?
I wanted to understand the business dynamics between NDR Auto, Bharat Seats, and Maruti Suzuki. How, so what are the products we supply to Bharat Seats, and what are the products made by Bharat Seats and supplied to Maruti?
So NDR Auto does the seat frame and the seat cover. Bharat Seats does the seat foaming and the seat assembly, and that is then supplied to Maruti Suzuki.
Do we get any benefit by keeping it separate? Like, why we are kept it separate?
So I think that is the seating model. That is how the market in Asia works, where the final assembler tends to keep PU foam and tends to also outsource the seat cover and the seat frame.
Okay. Sir, would you like, if we can have any plant visit or any interaction on the Bharat Seats as well, that will be pretty helpful going forward. Thank you. Just a request from myself.
Sure, we can plan that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Jatin Chawla with RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for allowing the follow-up. So
when I look at quarter on quarter, your gross margins are down by 100 basis points. Is there any impact of commodities which will be kind of passed on with a lag, or this is just, you know, normal kind of business mix things?
So it's normal business model mix. It's nothing to do, not with commodities.
Got it. And on the last call, you had mentioned that Maruti EV production has started and you were expecting a scale-up from 3Q. So has that scale-up started, or it kind of been pushed out a little bit?
So Q3 had some scale-up. Q4 should have a larger scale-up.
Got it. And given that you have this model scaling up as well as, you know, very strong industry demand tailwind, what sort of revenue are you looking for in FY27? I think this year we will end with somewhere like a 15% growth. In next year, will the growth be better than that 15%, or you know, how are you thinking about that?
So we're not sharing any annual guidance at the moment. We're happy to talk about our long-term five-year vision.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rosita Fernandez with Neo Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I actually had the similar question. One of the analysts just took the top line guidance I was looking at. So any kind of number or color you could provide, or the order book, you know, the pipeline of order book for, you know, the short term way, like FY27. FY28 basis.
So we don't share that at the moment. So I think the five-year target is what we're reiterating towards.
All right, sure. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Anubhav with Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Pranav, is there any other JV or possibly acquisitions that we are looking at? Can you share that? Like,
so we are continuously looking at JVs and acquisitions. That when it converts, then we'll share that with you.
Thanks. And this JV with Hayashi, what I understand is that Toyota was one of the anchor clients. So apart from Toyota, like, have we won any new OEMs? If you can, like, share some color on that.
So we're working on approaching new customers. When it converts, then we'll share that with you.
Okay. And and also on, there was, like, the possibility of new product introductions also under this JV. Is that also under consideration?
So we've started with the ambient lighting, which was a new product for us. The JV has all the products of Hayashi in our scope. We continuously look to expand our product portfolio.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Manish Gupta with Equinox Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So this is again regarding Bharat Seats only. The growth that is coming in Bharat Seats, last time you had informed that there was some tire and wheel assembly business also being undertaken in Bharat Seats. So how is that progressing?
So we've got, that has come last year. We've got a little bit more business for tire and wheel. That should come sometime next year.
And with the seat premiumization happening, do you foresee revenues increasing more than volumes for both NDR and Bharat Seats?
Yes, definitely. In addition to that, we're also expanding our market share.
All right. And so what do you think would be the margin trajectory due to this premiumization push? Are the margins expected to rise in the long term, medium term to long term?
So margins are expected to be similar.
Okay, between 6 to 7%.
Yes.
All right. And sir, do you expect any strong traction from Vande Bharat seat program, or that remains a minor part of the overall portfolio?
That remains a minor part of it, and we're currently not focusing too much on that.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rosita Fernandez with Neo Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up question. If it's possible to share any, data on market share in your two-wheeler and four-wheeler for the segment that you provide.
Sure, we can share that maybe next time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for your time and participation. We continue to be optimistic about the opportunities before us and look forward to sharing these with you as we move forward. Should you need any input or clarifications, please write in to us or our investor relations partner, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of NDR Auto Components, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.